Ready, so I don't know.
All right, with Mark Stas, Emerging from the Shadows is the short film. He's from Belgium. He's a martial artist. He's an actor. So, Mark, this is it's a short film. It's really it's action packed. It's fantastic. This is your so you're an actor, a martial artist by trade. This is your first film, correct?
As a director, it's
As a
my
director,
first
yeah. This is your
film.
first like produced like product as a director.
I produced before a short movie,
Okay.
also an opening a short movie, but this is really the first short movie I did from the beginning till the end as a writer, director, producer, and main actor also.
So what motive, yeah, and you're also the star of the film. What motivated you to do the film?
I love martial arts. I played in some action movies, and this affected the mix between action and the originality and the movie telling was something that I really liked. And I thought I will create something small and see what I can do with my friend Hans Moerenberg, who's also he was living in Asia. He played
Yeah.
with Jackie Chan, with all the main action actors in the world. And initially it was just a small action scene with a small story, but in the end it became a short movie that I rewrote, and we wanted to have a short movie of around 15 minutes. But initially, it was out of passion, and it grew into a great short movie.
Yeah, and it's doing well on the festival circuit, and it's got some really great action scenes. So did you choreograph everything as well? Did you choreograph the fights and everything as well?
Together with my friend Ron Smorenberg, we created the action scenes because all the movements I create myself. And
Okay.
we could adapt the movements together, you know. So, but yes, Ron and myself, we created the fight scenes together, and with testing, retesting, and we have a very good fusion, you know. So we have a very good harmony with the movements. He's excellent in martial arts, and with the flexibility of two different styles, we could create these fight scenes that you could see in Emerging from the Shadows.
Yeah, and it like its story is it's kind of like the loss. It's like it's very much that kind of like the martial artist Asian kind of like style, right? Where it's like there's a loss and there's like revenge and there's sadness, and it's about like kind of like overcoming that emotion, I guess, right? That's sort of the theme of the film.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because of course, when I create something in the movie world,
Yeah.
I don't want to do only fight scenes. For me, it's important that there is a meaning, and also
Sure.
there is a sense in doing fight scenes, and also with the emotional and a lot with life quotes, you know. So for me, it's important to have a sense in life, and with the creations I can do in the movie world, I
Yeah.
always want to have a good sense in it, and not only fight scene just to fight.
Well, context to the it's to the emotion, right? Context to the fight. It's like an action, any action movie where like you can see things blow up, or you can see people punch and fight each other. But if there's no stakes, if it's just for fun, it's just like there's no, you don't care, right? As an audience, you want to, there's got to be meaning to the action.
That's why also I think in the feedback some told that the beginning, the intro, the opening is already very strong in emotions, because the story starts with the opening credits, you know.
Yeah.
So I made something I think original within the beginning with the opening credits,
Yeah.
where it's already the beginning told. And then it starts with the short movie. So yeah, I think that when people are more aware about the feeling of emotions, they can sense the meaning of that there is something going on before, and then the result, of course, the fight scenes are a result of what's happening in the past. So it's
And so in the, let's talk about the beginning montage, because it's really nice. It's almost like a, it's like a painting with like almost like a, it's like it reminded me of like the way its style and its texture was like for someone, people our age, where we used to, used to be in photo albums. And like it reminded me of a photo, an old photo album with this is these things don't exist anymore, right? Well, they do, but
No.
They're like, it's like this generation doesn't know what we're talking about, but it's got that photo album nostalgic kind of vibe to it, where it's like we're looking at photos of our past, I guess. That's sort of how it got the beginning of your film with the montage.
Because also the story, what happened, you don't discover in the in this part, you don't discover what happened in the past. But with the opening credits, it's exactly what you said. It's like a previous part of my life in the story. But at that time, I didn't want to show something modern, but something more like the photo album that you see when you are younger. You saw a photo, black and white or in color, and it's more like this separation, you know, the modern time, but also what happened in the past with this complete environment, you know, and it tells the story within this opening. And it's maybe a contrast with the world that we live in, but the story, it's like nowadays, you know.
Yeah,
So
100%. Yeah. No, who did that sequence? How did you did was that already was that always on the mind, or did you kind of did you do that?
I created it. No, in fact, the short movie I created, the main short movie I filmed before, and then I stopped the continuation of editing, etc., because the result was not what I liked, and it was also with the COVID period. So a lot changes in my life were going on, and then I took again the project because one of the actors, he died suddenly, very young, at 30 years. And I wanted to finish the story, but because it was not good enough, I had to create all these small parts and rewrite the story, the beginning and the end. And the opening credits, for example, this small story wasn't created in the beginning. So I created that afterwards with the idea, okay, I have to tell something strong, to start something, to have a full story. And that's why this part was created a few years later, you know. So because the original story, the main part, I worked on it now, okay, 3 years ago approximately. Yeah, but I stopped it almost 2 years. I stopped to work on it, and then I started to write again. And to work on a full script for the short movie. So, but I did everything. So I did the scenario. I wrote a story. I did the editing also. So yeah, I did almost everything, you know. So
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you're the every, but so one of the actors just passed away, suddenly just passed away. Oh, sorry to hear that.
Max, that's why in the end you will see that the short movie is in memory of the actor Max, who is mentioned in the end. Very sad, of course. He didn't play a big part, but he was in the short movie. There are not many actors involved, and he's one of them. So you see him and people who knew him because he was a very good martial artist. He played also in different other movies. And thanks to Ron, he could join the short movie that I said, okay, I can write a short role for him and include him. And he was at that time in Italy. And that's why he was part of it. But okay, with his passing, it was a little bit like I didn't want to leave it apart because it was his last project he ever did in his life. So I thought, no, then in memory of him, I want to finish it and make something strong. So when you see the end of this short movie, it speaks about my past of the short movie as an actor, but also the passing of Max. So you could interpret it in two ways, you know. So
That makes
it's, yeah.
I totally understand. So let's talk about your origin story. When, like, way back, when did you first start doing martial arts? Like, how old were
Oof.
you?
Yeah, I was very young. How old? I was a little boy. I
Like
don't
4 or 5 years
remember
old?
exactly. Yeah, maybe 6 years, maybe. And I couldn't join a martial arts school because my parents, they thought, no, you are too young. But I trained already in my room. So every day I was really fanatic here with martial arts. I looked television. I watched television. I saw anime at that time in the 80s. Because I lived in the middle of Belgium, it's French and Flemish, so we have both languages. And the French speaking part, we had access to the television of France, TF1, and there was a show, Club Dorothée, and they showed anime in the 80s, like Fist of the North Star, Dragon Ball, and all this. And I watched that when I was a little boy, and then I trained alone in my room. I could have books from the library. And I started already before I joined officially a karate school. So karate I did as my first art. I don't know if I was maybe 12 years. I think 12 years when I could join officially a school. But I already practiced before.
So you just you watched it on television and you just got obsessed with that. So you've been like loving movies in a sense, like ever since, because that was your influence to martial arts.
Yeah. In fact, the martial arts came thanks to the movies and the series, the shows and anime. That's thanks to that I was influenced. I said, wow, I saw Bruce Lee on television. So I think all these, what I saw on television, on screen, it's something that marked my childhood as a person. It fascinated me and I want to become a martial artist. So that was the first thing before that I could become
an actor. Then you became obviously very proficient. And then how did you get into acting? How did you get into the screen?
Yeah. I was already very active in martial arts and videos became very popular on internet. And one of the guys in Thailand, Hans Morenberg, who played with Jackie Chan, etc., he discovered videos from me and he was like, wow, I'm amazed with your style and you have charisma. You need to make movies. But at that time, I was very busy. I traveled a lot. I did a lot of workshops in the world. And I think X times later, I got again messages from Ron, who said, hey, but Mark, you need to come to Asia, you need to play in movies. And then at a certain time in 2016, 17, I decided to go to Thailand to stop in Belgium to make to have a break in my life. And I met him just to train. So there was no question about playing in a movie, but he wanted to meet me just to train a little bit. And when I met him, he was like, I'm really impressed. You need to play in movies. And at that time, there were two, three producers in Thailand.
Okay.
And I play in these three movies. So they wanted to recreate the story so that I could join. And then I played in English Dogs in Bangkok. That was really my first movie where I could play as an inspector, but I did more fight scenes. I did two full fight scenes, which became highlight fights. I played a good role in Haphazard as a killer. And then I played in another movie that is not released yet. And then it started, so I could play in different short movies. I created two short movies, of which Emerging from the Shadows. So yeah, since 2017 till now, I'm regularly involved in movies, although I'm more with martial arts involved, of course.
Gotcha. And then you're immersed in the films. Are you, how are you reacting to the, your films has been pretty successful on the festival circuit. Yeah. How do you feel? How does that feel? It must feel good.
Yeah. in effect, the qualitatively of image, etc., because you need to know that I filmed with my phone. And I didn't have a clue about the white balance, etc. You know, so it was really, it's a little bit unprofessional. But I thought I will do something, and this is as a first project. I'm really proud because the result I got help, of course, of Hans Morenberg, who helped me in editing the fight scenes. I had a big help of another friend, Jan and Tomo, who did the coloring. Because the color, it's difficult to do it when you are not involved in it. So I got people who helped me a lot. And the most time I spent it was in editing, in cutting, in finding the music, in creating the story. It's a lot of work. It took me many, many months, almost a year to do everything, editing.
Yeah. So this is almost your film school. Like you're ready. Like when you make your next film, you have all this experience and trial and error under your belt, so you know what to do next time.
The short movie gave me a lot of experience, the way to see things differently. But I think the success I have with this short movie, it's beyond my imagination, because out from a no budget small project to become so successful in festivals like Las Vegas, also Tokyo, you know, because in the movie I speak a little bit Japanese, and although that I'm not Japanese or I never learned Japanese speaking, it won also an action award in Tokyo, you know. So that means that although there is a small Japanese speaking in it, that they loved it also. In general. So yeah, it's I'm really proud, and I cannot thank enough all the people who helped me to create this short movie. I'm really grateful. It's amazing, really.
And so is there another film on the horizon?
I wanted to create from this short movie a follow-up, but I'm still looking to see if it will become a feature movie or maybe a second and a third part with it. But actually, I don't have a lot of time, because I'm working on a big project for martial arts. So, and it takes this year all my time. But it will, that's why I just keep it for festivals, Emerging from the Shadows, and I don't publish it yet, because I want to use it for a future follow-up story, but it's still in preparation.
Gotcha. And so, so you're based in Belgium, right?
Belgium. Yes. Yes.
And you're born and raised in Belgium?
No, I was born in South Korea. So I'm originally from South Korea, and I was adopted in Belgium. I came in Belgium when I was 4 years old.
Okay. So your formative years were in Belgium.
Yeah. So my adoptive parents are from Belgium. So I grew up here, and I speak, of course, the Belgian language, French and Flemish I speak. And but I traveled a lot. So I could see a lot in the world, in Asia, Northern America, Europe.
I'm just curious, what brought your parents to Belgium? For, like, I'm assuming work?
No. My parents, they are Belgian. You know, so they adopted, they had three children, two daughters and one son. And my mother couldn't have more children, and she always wanted to have two daughters and two sons. But since she only had two daughters and one son, she said, "Hey, but I miss one second son." So she adopted me then to have the fourth child. Yeah.
So you basically, that's an interesting kind of story there, right? That you've experienced, like, from so you're basically, you're like, it's a, I'm assuming, white Belgian family, and you're like basically kind of in this culture. And were you did you feel different, not to get become psychologist, but did you feel different at all growing up? Or
because when you are a child, you are with children. I'm Asian looking. Of course, when I was young, there are always children. They see you and say, "Hey, but you are Chinese or Asian." So this year, I didn't feel a lot difference in that sense, because already when I watched television and martial arts movies, there were Asians in it. I watched anime, so already this imaginary world for me was already like Asian. So I love that, and I never felt excluded or not. The thing is, of course, I was, as a child, always in my room. So the only thing that I did was training, reading, watching television with my parents. Yeah. So I was not the child that went away, who wanted to go out to play. It's not. I was always more with martial arts training involved. So since a child, so this was.
But it's,
I was
interesting more... that's what attracted you. Like you said, when you're 5, 6 years old, that's what attracted you, the martial arts. So you're in this country, and then this is what you're focused on, and this is your life now.
It's as a child already, martial arts was a very important part in my life. And when once I started to train in a school, in a martial arts school, I trained every day, more and more So it was like a passion, but at that time when I was young, I didn't realize it was a passion, but I love training. So until today, so it paved the path to mastery. And I train 40 years, more than 40 years, I train martial arts. So this is, it became a habit, it became a way of life, and it gave me a lot in my life. Yes, this is, it's marvelous to have something that you love and that you still can do after all these years, and to feel so much passion about it, you know. So it's a good thing in life to have something that you love and that you still can do. So I'm really blessed to have still the possibility to train, not to have injuries, etc. So it's because I trained very hard all my life, you know. So it's good.
That's amazing. So then you're working on like a big project now, and then you basically, but you have other stories within based on this idea. So basically you're busy, basically.
Yeah, basically I'm busy.
Yeah,
in my life I'm very busy, but of course I'm grateful for everything that I do, that I can do, and I always look forward for projects. For example, I'm in a few months I'm invited in Wales and for a movie project, you know, but maybe in two months I can tell more about that, but I'm still involved in movies, in movie projects, and I did recently a project in London for a short movie, My Hero. So I worked there as a fight director. So this is also I did last year, and I'm eager to see the result. But of course, although that martial arts takes a big place in my life, the projects in movies still keep going, you know, for me, if it's interesting, of course, this year. Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of success. Thank you for your candor. And it's fun action film with emotion, right? As we talked about.
Thank you.
So why don't we talk again when you're ready for your next film? And we're always here, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Okay, many thanks, Mathieu. Thanks a lot for the interview.
Thank you very much, man. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.